Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Listen. Think. Learn. Grow. Live. Live. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, what is it, May 23rd, 2018. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Michael Kelly, too.
Good evening, everyone. Always a pleasure to be here.
And Dr. Hunter is away this evening, so she won't be with us. We'd like to welcome those joining us live as well as those listening to the archives. We appreciate you being here. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, as is customary. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2. We believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. Number 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. Number 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Number 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empowers the human spirit and enhances the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the full version of these 9 principles of belief at our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. All right, so tonight we're going to talk about the topic, the art of success. And if you're one of our students at IMHS, this information is taken from course M4, which is a master's program on basically metaphysical arts of success. And there's some different aspects to it, but tonight we're going to focus on the art of success. And so, to begin our discussion, I'd like to share with you a little story. And you may have heard this one before, but it's an interesting take. It's about reframing things, huh? And the story goes, one day a wealthy man took his son on a trip to the countryside where he could show him how poor people lived. They spent a day and a night with a very poor family. When they got back from their trip, the man asked his son, "So how did you like the trip?" Son said, "It was great, Dad." The father asked, "Did you see how poor people can be?" "Yeah," said his son. "And what did you learn?" asked the father. The son answered, "I saw that we have a big dog at home, and they have 4. We have a pool that extends to the middle of the garden. They have a creek that has no end. We have imported lamps in the garden, and they have the stars. Our patio reaches out to the front yard. They have the whole horizon. Thanks, Dad, for showing me how poor we are." His father was speechless. It's interesting, and the point of this story is it's interesting how different people view different things, right? Everybody sees beauty in their own way, sees different things in their own way. And this is true about success as well. Everybody, well, most people, I think, have their own definition or their own idea of what success means to them. A lot of folks think that success only means financial success, when that's only one form of success. It's not even all of it by any stretch of the imagination. So let's talk about what success is and what it's not. And I'd like to read you a quote from my wife, Tracy. I asked her one time, many years ago, you know, just talking about different things, and I asked her what her definition of success was. And it was, honestly, I thought it was so good. I said, will you write that down? And she did, so I'll read it to you. She said, she writes, success means knowing that you tried your best to accomplish something despite your fears, doubts, and lack of guaranteed assurance that it would succeed. Success is knowing in your heart that the journey will be a worthwhile thing regardless of the outcome. Success is being able to go to sleep at night knowing you did your best that day to be a good parent, husband, wife, brother, sister, or friend. Success means never gnawing over past mistakes, only resolving to not repeat them. Success is knowing that you have grown as a person this day and will do so every day. If you have a positive impact on even one other person's life, you are a success. And then she added, success is not limited to material acquisitions. While we have an obligation to provide material comforts for our family, success can never be measured by such standards. The expensive houses, cars, clothes, and jewelry everyone owns could all be removed in an instant through an act of nature or some other freak accident. But when people around us, that is friends and family, can honestly say that their lives are better with us in it, that is a gift and measure of success no person on this earth can tamper with, just as no person on earth can give us that gift if we haven't earned it by the way we live. So, you know, what a great description of success, and it, you know, of what success is and what it's not. Success involves a number of different things, not just monetary goals or objectives or accomplishments. You know, it's kind of like the dashboard in your car. You know, if you look at your dashboard, and I was to ask you, well, what's the most important gauge on the dashboard? Well, a lot of people might say, well, it's the fuel gauge, right? But when you really think about it, is that really true? Well, not really, because you could have a full tank of gas, but your car's overheating, or your oil pressure's going the wrong way. If you're losing oil, your car's still going to stop. So the fuel gauge only tells us one thing about the operation of our car. All the gauges and dials and so forth tell us, give us a general snapshot of the condition of the car, of the engine at any given time. And so that's kind of like success. We have to look at the different areas in our life of success, not just monetary, but different areas. And what I want to do is, find my spot here. And the three primary areas are consciousness and spirituality. And it has to do with, well, with those two things, our spiritual evolution, you know, finding meaning in our lives. Those are important as far as consciousness and spirituality. And then there's relationships. We've talked a lot about relationships on this program. You know, you can be rich monetarily. You know, you worked hard, you spent long hours and years working to get there. Now you're rich, but your relationships are gone to heck. You know, are you really rich? Yeah, you might have money monetarily, but you can't really say you were successful in the relationships department. And then there's financially, of course. So those three areas, consciousness and spirituality, and then number two, relationships, and number three, financially. One of the greatest lessons in life that I've learned along the way during the journey is a quote by Thomas H. Huxley. And it just, for me, this is the epitome of a definition of success. And the quote is this: do what you should do when you should do it. Do what you should do when you should do it. There are simply no truer words written when it comes to being successful in anything you approach. And when you think about it, it's really true. If we did exactly what we should do and when we should do it, well, there's no question we'll be successful in anything we try. And so, obviously, the biggest challenge is to know exactly what to do and when to do it. But if we could do that every time, if we did exactly what we needed to do and when we needed to do it, we would be successful in anything we strive to do. So keep that in mind. you know, when you're approaching things or trying new endeavors or whatever, do what you should do when you should do it. Now, we may not always know the answers to those two things, but a lot of times we might. We know what we should do, may not know when to do it, but if you don't at least try, you'll never know. So keep those in mind. Now, in practical terms, there's another definition of success that I've always liked. And to me, success is being able to do what you want, when you want, to a reasonable degree. Now, we may not have the monetary resources. We may not be rich. But if we've gotten to a point in our lives where we can generally do what we want when we want, then, you know, that's a great definition of success. Yeah, we may have to wait. We may have to plan. We may have to work. But, you know, we generally get what we want. And that's kind of a concept of life, you know. That's just the way of the cosmos. You get whatever you focus on. You know, whatever you visualize and work toward, you will get. You know, that's just the way it all works. In this vein, I'd like to share with you just briefly my 25 characteristics of success. And these are things that observations I've made over several decades of observing. I remember, well, probably 3 decades ago, I was starting an office equipment dealership, and I wanted to know what made other dealerships successful. And so we'd go to the, you know, the annual convention and so forth, and I would meet these business owners, and some of them had only been at it for a few years, 3 or 4 or 5 years, and others had been at it for decades, but I was mostly interested in the people who were really making it work. And so I'd ask them lots of questions, you know, and not just, well, why are you so successful? I mean, yes, that's what I wanted to know, but that wasn't the one question I asked. I asked them how they did this, how they did that. And then I would ultimately say, what one or two things would you say is responsible for your success in this business? And, you know, not one of them could tell me. Isn't that interesting? You'd think, well, they'd know, yeah, we did this, and once we made this change, wow, everything just opened up, and we were out of the gate here. No, they didn't know. And so then it dawned on me, okay, these people haven't really thought that through, so now what I need to do is make observations. What do I observe them doing? How are they approaching it? What are they doing differently? They couldn't tell me, so I had to observe. And so I did this for a lot of different people over a long time, probably over 2 decades in building these. And so I'm just going to read through a few of them. I might read them all. I'm not going to go in depth into all of them because we just don't have time, but I'll comment here and there. So these are my 25 characteristics of success, and there's more. These are just ones I've observed in people. And before I read these, by the way, if you have any questions or anything, please put them in the chat room. And Michael, if you will monitor that and let me know if there's any questions, I appreciate it. All right, the first one is successful people do what they love and love what they do. You've probably heard that before. They know what they want from life. They go after it. They're driven to do that. Number 2, successful people have a plan for living. So they planned their life. They, again, know where they're going, and they've got a plan for that. Number 3, successful people manage their lives and their time. They're not enslaved by too many things. They recognize that having too many demands actually is no different than being taken hostage. You know, so they manage their lives and their time. They only have so much time, and so they manage it. Number 4, successful people know themselves well. They're the master of their own ship. Number 5, successful people invest in themselves. They're always looking for ways to improve their knowledge. They grow. They learn, lifelong learning. They're never too proud to do that. They never say, I know it all. Number 6, successful people have confidence in themselves and the value they offer. So that's really fundamental. Number 7, successful people are leaders. You know, they are leaders and achievers or movers and shakers. They go out and they make it happen. And related to this, number 8, successful people are problem solvers. They tackle problems with intelligence and emotional detachment. They look for creative solutions. Number 9, successful people are single-minded. In other words, they have a forward focus on their vision, a forward bent, if you will. They even walk, many of them, with purpose and direction. They know where they're going. It's just instinctive for them or learned. Let's see. Number 10, successful people have drive. They're driven. They know what they want. They're after it. Number 11, successful people generally do what has to be done and when it has to be done. And even if they make a mistake, they're back at it. They make different decisions. In fact, another one of my favorite quotes in life is, when there is a hill to climb, don't think that waiting will make it smaller. And author's unknown for that, but that's a great quote. When there's a hill to climb, don't think that waiting will make it smaller. If you see a direction, you got to go act on it. And that's what successful people do. Number 12, successful people take responsibility for themselves and their success. And that's good or bad. You know, whether they've made good decisions or bad decisions, they take responsibility. Number 13, successful people try new ways and approaches. You know, they'll try something, and if it's not working, that's without hesitation, they will turn around. They'll make adjustments, they'll modify it, they'll adapt, but if something's just not working, even though they've spent time and money on it, they will cut their losses and move on, and they won't look back, and that's an important one. Number 14, successful people welcome and embrace change. Most people don't like change, but successful people embrace it. And it's kind of a rare person to do that. Number 15, successful people are not afraid to take calculated risks. And this is related to the earlier one where they'll do it. And if it doesn't work, they cut their losses and move on to the next one. Number 16, successful people are committed. They never try. They do. You know, kind of reminds me of my saying that I've said for long time, don't say that's too hard. Ask how hard can it be. Don't try. Do it. Make it happen. Don't give me all the reasons why you can't do it. Give me all the reasons why you can do it. Don't try. Do it. Number 17, successful people face life head on. They don't, they control it to their circumstances to the extent they can, and they just deal with it. 18, successful people possess persistent resilience. And I'll explain a little bit about that. These qualities enable them to bounce back after failures and mistakes. They always look at failure as a learning experience, not a barrier and not a person. You know, failure is an event, not a person, as Zig Ziglar said. So they hop right back up on their feet and they go again. Number 19. Successful people have personal integrity. You can't say enough about that. They don't, and they may be competitive in a reasonable way, but they don't try to one-up people. They have integrity and ethics, and you know they do their thing with integrity. What more can be said? Number 20, successful people make you feel as if you are the most important person in the universe. Now, This really has to do a lot with charisma, and it does not mean just manipulating people to make them feel like they're the most important thing in the universe, you know, for some ulterior motive. It just means that these successful people have this charisma. When they give you their attention, it's like you're the only one around because they focus on you, and that's an honor. They honor you by giving you their full attention. 21, successful people understand human nature, at least to the extent you can. They understand why people do the things they do. They understand the different traits of human nature. And by the way, our curriculum goes into my 14 traits of human nature. Number 22, successful people are communicators, good communicators, I might add. They understand that lack of communication will kill any relationship. 23, successful people have presence of mind. They're mentally sharp And as a consequence, they remember things. So they exercise their minds. Number 24, successful people have presence and presentation. You can always detect these professional, sophisticated, and charismatic people. They're the kind that you notice when they walk into a room. And 25, successful people are intuitive. So, they, you know, they have the gut feeling. They use their intuition in the process of what they do. So these are just 25 of the observations I've made after observing a lot of people over the years, and hopefully they'll be of value to you. You know, another one of the big points that I learned over the years is the idea of spending at least 15 minutes a day learning something new. 15 minutes a day learning something new. And I understand, before I go on any further, it may or may not have been a question in the chat room. So if there was, could you retype it so it's clear for us? Thanks. Can you spend 15 minutes a day just learning something new? Now, the good thing about it is that you're listening to this program right now, and that pretty much satisfies that. We'll go a little more in 15 minutes. But research things. Learn something new. Be broad in your interests and have a broad foundation and gain knowledge, because it helps in other areas of your life if you have a good, broad knowledge of that. And to kind of wrap up this discussion before we get into pulling cards from our inner oracle card deck, I want to relate a couple of stories. And then after these two stories, and after I wrap up this topic, I also want to read you an example of paying it forward that I wanted to share with you. So, but in this topic of the art of success, it's never too late to start. It's never too late to start. I mean, we have students all the way from their 20s up into their 80s, you know, and we had a lot of students in their 60s, 70s, and even older, and graduates. So it's never too late to start. Never too late. Age doesn't matter when we're striving for success or personal growth, spiritual growth. And it's sad when a person feels like they're too old to make a difference. One man I knew told me a number of times that he was on the decline, meaning that he only had a short time left, so he was hesitant to pursue anything that would add any meaning to his life and give him satisfaction. He would use the excuse that he was tired, but I know that he was simply uninspired and unchallenged. And the interesting thing about it is he was only 67 years old at the time. He had no real health problems, and he was an intelligent and, frankly, a brilliant man. He could have easily gotten more out of life by writing a book on the topics of his professional expertise, but he thought that would be just too much work. Incidentally, this man was my father, who 3 years later died with his music still in him. And that's a quote from Ziegler, too. Don't die with your music still in you. Play it loud and full. Don't die with your music still in you. So let's talk about another example, an opposite, contrasting example. There are people who, doesn't matter their age, they don't like let life get them down permanently. And years ago, there was a lady I knew. She was one of my clients when I was in the investment world. And it was back in 1998. And she told me an inspiring story, and I'll just read it to you. It really is. She said, when I was 52 years old, all I had was a broken marriage, a car, and $27 in my pocket as I moved from North Carolina to Florida. That was in the early 1960s. My sister owned a bar in town, and I worked there to make ends meet. I also started a small nursery using a little piece of land that my sister loaned me near her bar. Once I had built up the nursery business a little bit, I bought my own piece of land. I then worked very hard to build up my business and worked many, many nights. As my business grew, I bought surrounding property in addition to property elsewhere in the country. So she was buying property around. I bought everything with cash, nothing on credit. I succeeded through sheer determination. Now, you'd never thunk it, to use an expression, but when Gladys told me this, she was almost 90 years old at the time, and she was doing well. 90 years old, and she still had that spark in her. She still had that drive in her, an entrepreneurial drive, and she made it happen. Now, I'm pretty sure she's no longer with us because it's been so long. 20 years ago, she'd be 110 years old. But you know what? She had the right attitude. She had high ethics, and one of the things that I observed in her, she often did the kind thing to people when it was required rather than the, quote, right thing. You know, sometimes it's better to do the kind thing than, quote, the right thing. You know, and that's just the human side. And she did that. You know, she had that down south sense of goodness and hospitality. She took people at face value, but she also had the ability to discern what makes people tick. And she didn't let people fool her. They didn't get away with anything. You know, so she was a great example that it's never too old to start, never too old, never too late to get started and to realize the success that you want in life. And as I've mentioned in the past, the spirit of Eleanor Smith Sullivan, a very famous aviatrix back in the early 1900s, you know, don't let life just happen to you. Go out and happen to life. I love that expression as well. I'm going to pause just for a second here to see if we had any questions. Any questions? Let's see.
None that I've seen thus far.
Okay, very good. All right, so I'm going to wrap up this discussion on topic of or on Arts of Success. If you want a card pulled, please put your name in the chat room. We'll get to that in just a moment. So on the Art of Success, do what you should do when you should do it. You know, and strive to get more skilled in determining what it is you should do and when you should do it. Success is, yeah, it can be a scientific thing at times, but it's more of an art than it is anything else. And we get better at that with experience. And mistakes are a great thing. They help us to know what to do better next time. Remember, failure is an event. It's not a person, as Zig Ziglar said. So don't be hesitant. And come up with your own definition, and then go out and make it happen. Okay, so give me 1 second to pull up the pay it forward story that I wanted to share with you. Give me 1 second, and it's another good story and related by a student last week that I wanted to share with you. I usually do it up front, but I've gotten into the topic too quick. All right, so this student writes, returning a favor or a nice deed to someone other than the one who originally paid it. That's the definition of paying it forward. And she writes, this is a concept that hits really close to home for me. I have lived in Loveland in Colorado, the town from the video clip which she was referring to, for about 20 years. We live up to our name. It doesn't get publicity anymore, but we still see the pay it forward concept played out here every day. Just a few days ago at the bulk product store, the person two carts ahead of me in the line had their credit card declined. Without missing a beat, the next person in line said, that's okay, just ring up my stuff too and I'll put it all on my card. I will usually clear the snow in my neighborhood until the battery on my snowblower dies. This paid back last summer when I broke my ankle. Instead of getting a nasty letter from the homeowners association, someone anonymously mowed my lawn while I recovered. She says, I could go on and on with these stories. And then she makes a contrast of a college town 15 minutes away that does not have that same pay it forward attitude. But isn't it inspiring to know that there are good people in the world who do this all the time? And it doesn't get the publicity. You don't read it much on the news. Occasionally they'll have the stories. But, you know, it's so much good happens, and we don't know about it. And that's paying it forward. And that's the work of metaphysical humanists. Okay, any comments from you, son, on any of the things we talked about?
Well, you covered a lot tonight. You made a lot of good points. I was particularly interested in Thomas Henry Huxley. Interesting character. I never realized that that quote came from him, although I've heard it my whole life. It is a great one. I liked the 25 characteristics to success, and I thought number 5, the successful people know themselves, is really a key one, because in order to know yourself, you have to know what your definition of success is. What are you going to apply yourself in? What's going to bring you happiness? And so a lot of great points tonight.
Mm-hmm. But good. All right, so we'll switch to our card polls now, and we want to begin with Fran, who pulled card number 35 for the evening. So let's do that.
Absolutely, and this is just a beautiful card. It's number 35. One planet, one race, one ancestry, and one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It is an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy. And that's so well written, and I think it's such a great reminder, especially when we see the world being pulled sometimes in more nationalistic, divisive directions. It's important to remember that we are one race, that we are one people, that the world is our country, and to do good is our religion, so to speak. But that's a great card, Fran.
That's a great quote, too. The world is my country, and to do good my religion, from Thomas Paine.
Yep.
Okay, who's next?
I believe Sherry was the first request that I saw. I pulled a great card, especially considering the last topic you were talking about. It's number 29, Pay It Forward.
Good one.
Living with gratitude and responsibility extends generosity to others, even with random acts of kindness that offer no self-benefit except the satisfaction of heartfelt kindness. This may be a time to calm the spirit and lift the heart by giving forward, without any particular reason, reminding yourself that love is the center of all life. Is there a way that you can pay it forward right now?
Good. All right.
All right. And of course. And
if anybody else wants a card pulled, put your name in the chat room right now, and we'll get to that.
And then, friend, for you, your card is tonight number 25, Power of Belief.
Yeah.
Belief is the most powerful force in the universe. One's beliefs are responsible for one's successes and failures. It's also important to realize that you cannot disbelieve in one thing without also believing in something else. Beliefs can help or hinder, enable or disable. Denial is a belief and means lying to oneself to evade responsibility. Ponder your beliefs to see if they are healthy or unhealthy, and proceed with conviction.
Yeah, and you know, and that's an interesting point. You can't disbelieve in something without automatically believing in the opposite or something else. Mm-hmm. That being said, it is possible to not have a belief one way or another while you keep an open mind. So that's a good point to add in there. All right, Omar would like a card.
All right, and Omar, I have pulled number 16, the continuity of life.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Human consciousness transcends the physical body, allowing a new chapter of life to continue. Stability and peace is assured with the continuity and flow of day-to-day life. There is reason to hope for a favorable outcome in the face of adversity or a difficult situation. You are a living example of the continuity of life. Cherished values will continue to live and grow, Sometimes we must allow current chapter to close so that a new chapter can begin.
Good. That goes along with what we were talking about, too. Just we have to learn from our mistakes, and sometimes our mistakes will bring things too close, but then they open up things. All right, looks like Cecilia would like a card as well.
All right. Oh, well, this ties right in with the concept of a successful person. It's number 20, deliberate intent. Mm-hmm. The simple act of intention registers your wants and desires with the universal consciousness, which then sets energy in motion for their attainment. Deliberate intent is focusing your intent like a laser, causing you to become entangled with whatever it is you desire. It's not magic. It requires effort. Focus on what you want, not on what you don't have. Release with patience.
Yep, it's always a good one as well, you know, continuity of life. I mean, things change, and we need to embrace that. Things can't always remain the same, and a lot of people fear that. And the reason they fear change is because they fear losing control, you know. So it's a good one. All right, and lastly, let's pull one card just for the evening from us to you.
All right. Well, this is an important one, so I'm putting a lot of deliberate intent into it. So,
yeah, it is.
All right. And that wild card number two, and then some.
Yeah. Great concept.
Mm-hmm. When you have reached your limits and believe you have done all that you can do, reach deep within to stretch to your true potential. Do a little more than is needed, and go beyond what is required to make a positive difference. You can do it. By doing so, you are leaving the woodpile a little higher than you found it.
You know, that works well with what we talked about with the arts of success tonight, and then some. And that is such a valuable concept to live by. Whenever you're doing something, ask, can I do a little bit more? You know, it doesn't matter what you're doing. It could be cleaning the house. It could be artwork. It could be music. It could be anything. Can I do it a little better? And now at some point you're going to say, no, you know, I think that's exactly what it should be. And that's fine. But so many people stop short of realizing their full potential by not using this principle of and then some. It's a great principle. So anyway, great topics tonight. We appreciate everybody's kind time and attention in the chat room as well. Appreciate those listening to the archives too. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this program, don't hesitate to turn them on to it and let them know about it. Next week, we're going to kind of do a follow-up topic to this one we discussed tonight. And the next week's topic will be the art of momentum and motivation. So we'll explore that a little bit more fully next week. Again, thanks to everybody listening. Thanks to Michael for being here. And, of course, next week, Dr. Hunter will be back with us. And we look forward to that. Until next week, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.